He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so that, what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What the
hell's
wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show. I, of course, am your host, as always, Matt Alvarez, broadcasting to you live from San Leandro, California. Today is Friday, October 25th, 2013. And I can't believe it. I can't believe what a week it's been in the world of sports. In the world of professional wrestling, things got crazy too. You know, the show that I went to last week, and wow, I mean, we had one fireball that took place right in the eye last Friday night where I was at. It's like, wow, now this is good. That's how it's supposed to be. Not all this little cartoonish stuff and how things got out of hand. And of course, also a little later on, we'll try and do it before commercial break or after commercial break. I'll get some responses from him in the chat room because I know he likes typing away in the chat room. That, of course, is DDP because our very own DDP who's in the chat room right now, he was at UFC 166 on Saturday night last weekend. Not sure if he was in the front row or the back row, or either way, I'm sure he enjoyed it. We'll talk to him about that a little later on. But right now, we already got a phone caller. I mean, a phone call on the line. What's going on, Eric?
Matt Alvarez, it's good to be back on the Sports Opinion Show, and I am doing fantastic. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'll be joining you for a while, talk about, you know, whatever you got on your plate, as whether it's talk about wrestling, talk about some sports.
It's a beautiful day here in California. How's the weather for you?
It's just a little chilly out here. I can't complain. But
a little chilly.
If you want to just continue with the I'll just continue with your show, and I'll just throw my and I'll discuss some of the stuff you're talking about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, today we're gonna be taking a different turn with our topic. You know, we're gonna be talking about the easy way or the hard way, and I should have thrown up the audio clip of Steve Austin's promo with Vince McMahon. But what is your definition of the easy way or the hard way? Well, we'll get into that.
You know, that promo that you're going about you could have played was pretty classic. I mean, honestly, everything that Austin and McMahon did was classic.
Yes, it was. But before we do that, got to give a couple of birthday shout-outs to my friends at the group. Got to say happy birthday to Michael J. Rio, who is a host, a DJ there and one of the Indianapolis radio stations of Hot
96.3. I know Jay Reels. I've heard that name before.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting notoriety, even here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I think that's where, you know, I think I get about a million emails from shows that I follow or I'm friends with. I get a bunch of emails. I think he's popped up on there a couple times. But,
Cool. And also happy birthday to Rodney Walker. Happy birthday to all of you that have birthdays this week. Well, Eric, I'm sure you heard about this. What do you think about the Rams trying to get Brett Favre to come back to the NFL to play?
You know, as your topic for today is the easy way or the hard way, I feel that that's the easy way to go.
Really?
You know, Brett Favre is a legendary quarterback. But the hard thing is that he's not going to come back. And he has said numerous times. I mean, I watched NFL Live this morning on NFL Network, and he even said that concussions are a big part of the reason why he doesn't want to come back. I mean, him and his wife were discussing something about his daughter, and he didn't even remember one of the summers that she had played youth soccer. He didn't even remember. He thought she had just played basketball and softball, but apparently she had played soccer in one of the summers, and he had no recollection of that, which is kind of sad, you know, to see one of the greats of this game, you know, the National Football League, not even remember something. I mean, it's hard to see that. And like I said, the news guys and stuff that were quick to jump on Brett Favre for this. And honestly, it's so stupid. This guy has gotten done more for this game than anybody with playing-wise. And, you know, oh, well, he tried to come back. Oh, well, it's for the love of the game. And you can't talk about that unless you're in that situation. You don't know how it feels to be loving a game so much and want to come back and come back, even though it might be an embarrassment to, you know, it might be embarrassing to yourself because you can't perform on that high level. But like I said, Brett Favre will not be joining that team. I don't think he's going to ever play. He's done. He's definitely done. I mean, the concussion thing is the worst part. I mean, you never know. So, I mean, what do you think?
Well, you know, with the concussion causing that much memory loss, if he can't remember what his daughter did, you know, the whole irony of this is that, you know, like you said earlier, he said this to the Rams on Twitter. He said, quote, that, well, thank you all very much for this warm reception with the Rams organization. It's flattering. So thank you, but no thank you. He's done. Everybody. I agree with you because I was listening to, you know, Mike and Mike in the Morning on ESPN yesterday morning, and they even ridiculed him. They said, what the hell's wrong with him? He needs to go back. And I'm like, can't anybody understand he's had multiple concussions? If he says he can't come back, and he can't come back. I mean,
right.
They need to respect his wishes, you know?
Right. But I think that they're pretty much more worried about the Rams than they are about Brett Favre. I mean, sometimes you have to think outside of the box, and you kind of have to take yourself out of, you have to take yourself out of being just a fan, and you just have to look at it as a human being. You know, sometimes people get all wired up, and they just start thinking about what's best. Well, I'm going to say it. It's going to come up later, but what's best for business? And that term has been used a lot, whether it's sports, whether it's wrestling, whether it's news, whether it's business. You hear that term a lot. And sometimes you have to sit there and you have to stand back and take a step back and look and say, well, what's good for the person? I don't think great coming back at 44 years old, 45, is good for his personal use. I mean, God, I mean, is there anybody out there that could just come in and use it? I mean, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to keep saying this. The Redskins have two good quarterbacks. They have RG3 and Kirk Cousins. Why isn't Kirk Cousins' name being brought up in trade talks? I mean, the Redskins aren't that good this year. Wouldn't another draft? I know the Rams are the reason why, you know. I mean, the Redskins and Rams traded to get RG3. They traded up to get RG3 with the Rams. Rams could have just gotten RG3, but they didn't. But now here's the possibility of a possible, I mean, Kirk Cousins is a decent quarterback. He's played well when RG3 was down. Why isn't his name being mentioned in any of these opportunities? I don't understand it. I really don't. Sam Bradford is done for this season, and I'm going to say this right now. St. Louis is going to be looking at a quarterback in the offseason, whether it's the NFL draft or free agency. And that's my take on that.
Right. That's good. Because, I mean, it would be strange if you were in that position and everybody, you know, and somebody came to you, Eric, I know you've had this problem, but we need you back in the NFL. We need a quarterback.
I'm going to tell them, hey, I have a family. These people just look at the money signs and they, you know, their eyes start going crazy because they see money and they see Brett Favre coming back, and it goes into everything with jersey sales and, you know, people coming back. It's not just bringing Brett Favre back to fill your quarterback position. No, it's definitely not. The Rams are hurting for attention, and they haven't won games, and they feel that bringing Brett Favre back, you just don't bring back Brett Favre. You bring back Brett Favre for a reason. You're bringing back Brett Favre for the simple fact that it's going to make you money. And that's, like I said, it would be a good business move, but for Brett Favre, it would not be.
Eric, you still there?
Okay, I just got a text from you, so I was...
Oh, okay, I was about to say.
Did you just text me that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Wait a minute, that was like 45 minutes ago. You just now getting it?
Yeah, I was confused. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
My sister's been having the same problem.
Multiple text messages from Matt Alvarez on this air. Well, you know what? But I should get back to
the... I'll talk to my provider later. I might have to get a new battery for
back,
my phone.
Getting back to like the whole thing. It's a business move. Personally, he's not going to do it. I think it'd be stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to do it. But I just think it's stupid to, you know, have to think about bringing back a 45-year-old quarterback. I mean, and I'm going to say this, and a lot of people are going to be confused why I'm saying this, but it goes to prove that there's really not a lot out there that's not starting. You're either starting or you suck. That's pretty much what you mean. There's no quality backups anymore. Because honestly, St. Louis needs a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, Flynn could have been available. Why couldn't they go out and get Matt Flynn? Former Raider, former Seahawk, former Packer.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Matt Flynn, that guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, here's something else that goes right along with it, because another question that's been, you know, asked this week on all the NFL shows is, are the NFL concussion rules misguided? Well, Seattle's Richard Sherman says yes, but says next time that he gets a concussion, that Eric, he plans to hide it, because he says the new rules are making the game more dangerous. I don't know how you explain that one.
You know, for these concussion rules, they do kind of try to evaluate concussions. But like I said, I'm going to say this numerous times today. It's people are doing what's right for business. I mean, people want to win games. If your star quarterback is out with a concussion, you want to hide it if you can. I'm not going to say that nicely either. That's not the way to go. And honestly, they don't stand back and or step back and sit and say, well, what would I do if I was in this situation? I would not play, risking permanent damage to the brain, possibly dementia. And I've dealt with that before with my grandfather having dementia, not because of concussions, but I'm just saying possible, you know, relapses. Not relapse, but a possible, you know, symptoms of concussions is possible memory loss, which is dementia. So, before we go any further, who's in the chat room?
Well, I'd like to welcome Coffee. Coffee's in the chat room.
Guest
1266, and of course our very own DDP.
What's
I know
up?
That. I believe my friend Craig Brooks. I believe
Greg Brooks, what is going on?
I'm sure he's had a McDonald's there in Indianapolis, Indiana, like he is all the time. Once in a while, he'll go to the library, but I think
does he have it on speakerphone? Because I really want to say, yo, what's up, McDonald's in Indianapolis? Anyway, what's going on, chat room? It's great to see y'all. Every week, supporting this.
Coffee said in the chat room, he said, hey, quit making fun of me for having a concussion and memory loss, you jackass.
Say what?
I don't know what Coffee's talking about. I don't even think Coffee knows what he's talking about.
Coffee.
Wow.
Coffee. I'm going to be honest with you, all right? This is right out of my mouth, all right? Just be quiet, all right? It's okay. You can, you know, type away the chat room and say your nice things. But the word jackass is not a nice word to say. Okay? So don't do it.
Anyway, but I'm not, yeah, this is not a smart idea for Seattle's Richard Sherman to go off and start telling the media, well, if I get another concussion, I'm going to hide it. I don't think you can. Watch, the coach is going to be like, how many fingers am I holding up? Five? Go see a doctor. You're not playing. You're not going to be able to hide this. And Eric, did you hear about what happened in Tampa Bay?
Yes, I did, actually. And I think it's ridiculous.
You know which I know you're probably thinking of the game, but I'm talking about.
No, I'm thinking about before the game and, you know, with Craig Schiano.
Yeah.
Is that what
I'm talking about?
I'm
talking about the cannon that went off and spooked everybody.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that fans are actually paying money for billboards with the slogan, Fire Craig Schiano. Who is the coach of Tampa Bay?
Yeah, no one is happy with the Bucks. They're a 13-31 loss to the Panthers.
And it was ugly.
Yes, it does. And yeah, I know about those billboard tape. I guess everybody honestly wants him gone. So, speaking of that, we'll get right into it. The Niners are taking on the Jaguars. What do you think? I'm going for the Jaguars.
You know, I don't think so. That's not going to happen. It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a 3-touchdown game, and San Francisco wins.
All right. Cowboys at the Lions.
You know, Cowboys are hit or miss every week. Detroit is playing good. It's going to be the battle of the two. Does Brian talking crap this week saying that he could be better than Calvin Johnson, or Megatron, as they call him. I'm going with Dallas this week, just because of the fact that they're riding high off a victory last week in Philadelphia. Real quick, I just read your text message, and I'm going to bring it up now. What kind of feedback did you get after last week's show?
Well, since we're here live on the air, I'll just say very, very negative feedback. Like I said, like I told you, tons of people left the chat room. Coffee left, and it was horrible. I didn't like seeing what I saw last week. Got to be honest with you.
Sometimes you got to look at it and think maybe it wasn't because of us. Because honestly, I had people messaging me saying that was great. You know, people that listened to the show told me it came off fun. AJ thought it came off great. I mean, honestly, if we went the route that we were going to go with, I mean, like I told you previous off the air, I think that would have got more of a negative response. Because honestly, we didn't say anything negative. I mean, if people were offended, so be it. Can't make everybody happy. I mean, your number one fan, DDP, was laughing his ass off. You know, he even Facebook messaged me about it. So sometimes you got to bring up quite of a buzz to the show.
Yeah, but, you know.
Like I said, I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I did it as a way to get a buzz. So I did my job. I mean, what I did for a reason. And I don't feel bad about it because, honestly, when push comes to shove, there's a lot of things in life that you sit back there and go, wow, that's messed up, but people are going to come back next week and listen. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess the people here in the chat room, you know, accept your apology because I didn't get those same messages that you said you got where you said to it was great and everything.
Right.
But,
now,
you know,
unless it was your network that was, you know, unhappy with it, I don't recall anything saying negative about the network. I mean,
no, it was just people that were listening. It wasn't the network.
Be completely honest with everybody, you were in on it as well.
Yes, I
mean,
thought it would help. I thought it would help, but.
Right, so it's not really
a negative reaction of people leaving the chat room last week. And,
right, but honestly, who knows what happened? You don't know if they were busy or, you know, sometimes people just leave the chat room. So I'll pass it on to
anyway,
AJ. AJ messaged me earlier in the day. Actually, he called me, and I was at the gym. And he asked me, I didn't answer it as I was working out, but I told him, I was like, what's up? And he goes, are you calling in the show today? And I was like, I don't know. And I just tried calling him before, but he didn't answer.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But let's get back into this, ladies and gentlemen. I agree with Eric. I'm going to go for the Cowboys. Cowboys will take the Lions. Giants will play the Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to win over the Giants. The Browns will take on the Chiefs. Who am I kidding? The Chiefs are going to win. The Bills will be at the Saints. Kind of like with the Cowboys and Lions game here, it's going to be a tough call. But the Bills and the Saints, I think the Bills are probably going to win this time. Dolphins will play at the Patriots. Again, another really, really tough game. Patriots have a tough defense. They have a tough team overall. The entire team has been doing tremendously well in the offseason, practicing day after day after day, and still under the leadership of Bill Belichick. The Jets and the Bengals. Oh, real quick, I think the Dolphins are going to win against the Patriots. I know I might be kicking my own ass after that game. I might have to come back next week and say I was wrong. The Patriots won. I don't know. We'll see. Jets at the Bengals. Jets are going to beat the Bengals. I believe that. Steelers at the Raiders. I got to go for my boys. I know everybody in the chat room just tremendously, tremendously hate this, but Raiders all the way. Raider power. got to go for my home team, the Raiders. Redskins at the Broncos. Broncos are very tough, just like the Patriots. Been working tremendously, tremendously hard the entire offseason, even reporting to practices as early as 3 a.m. from the Broncos, you know, scouting report that I mentioned earlier in the summer. So, hey, if you want to, I think the Broncos, with them getting up and going to practice at 3 a.m., oh, yeah, I think they're ready. They're probably going to win against the Redskins. Falcons are playing at the Cardinals. Cardinals will probably win. Packers at Vikings. These are just two teams that really don't like each other for whatever reason, and that has never been clear to anybody, not even in the big reporters, you know, the guys in the NFL. You know, on all these NFL shows, nobody really knows, but for whatever reason, Packers and Vikings don't like each other. You might see probably more than one illegal thing that the referees will not catch, or they might, and you might see some little, like what Coffee described with AJ and and Eric, you might see some little girl fights taking place between the Packers and the Vikings. If that happens, I know Coffee will more than likely turn the channel. The Monday night game, Seahawks are playing at the Rams. As you heard me and Eric mention just a little earlier on, the Rams do have quarterbacks, but they're looking for the next Brett Favre, the next Joe Namath, the next Joe Montana, the next Steve Young. But they don't have that type of quarterback. Because what they need is a reliable, a stand-up quarterback who can take the ball and run with it. Take the ball and make every single pass count. Without interceptions, without having to throw the ball away, any misguided penalty from the referee that would reflect on said quarterback. But they don't have it. So, and like me, you heard me and Eric mention it just a few minutes ago, that they are very, very worried about going into Monday night's game, and they keep having this logic that the Rams are feeling, well, they're walking in with the thinking, we're going to lose, we're going to lose, we're going to lose. If you walk into a game thinking you're going to lose the game, then damn it, that's exactly what's going to happen. I hate to say it, but that's what needs to be said, is that Seahawks are more than likely going to win. That's the way it goes. I don't know any other way to say that. But, yeah, the Tampa Bay game, everybody's trying to get the coach fired. They just want something else. But the cannon went off and started firing for no reason. It's an old agent cannon that they used, you know, 5-10 years ago. Other teams have used different types of guns to elaborate and excite the crowd. But if you watch the video that ESPN posted of their guys, they all jumped. the guys who were broadcasting at the actual game when this game took place. The NFL guys were there. And if you watch the video from from the NFL Network, one of them even jumped, and his hair just went everywhere. And he's like, I messed up my hair. I was so scared. They didn't expect the cannon to go off after the game. But nobody has confirmed how this cannon mysteriously went off. Because they even checked it, and they said, well, you know, it was never used. That's what the cops are saying. Okay, well, maybe I can leave this to some of my friends. You know, I'm friends with three paranormal shows right here on Blog Talk Radio. Maybe you can tell them about it, tell them that Matt Alvarez wants you to find out about this game and how this cannon mysteriously went off, because that's their expertise. My expertise in sports and wrestling right here on this show. I'm sure they can take care of that. Maybe there was a ghost inside the cannon. Who knows? Who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a very brief very brief commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to do a little thing. I'm going to ask DDP some questions. He'll answer me in the chat room about how it felt at UFC 166 live on pay-per-view. And I know you're thinking, well, why are you going to ask DDP all those questions? It doesn't matter if watching it was different for him. No. This is going to be special because our very own DDP, who's in the chat room right now, he didn't watch it like the rest of us. No. He was at the pay-per-view in person right there in Texas. We're going to ask him about that. Also, I forgot to mention last week on the show that my good friend Johan, who was in a previous band before, he went off last year and found some new bandmates. And I forgot to mention last week that they have their release party for their new CD with his new band, but the release party is today. I would have had him on the show. I would have had his new bandmates on the show, but because they're at their release party right now in Scotland, you know, Scotland's on the other side of the world. But to make up for it, me and the band have come to an agreement on this, and I've heard it. Now you guys are going to hear it. Let me know what you think. During the commercial break, you're going to hear one of the new songs, and I'll play the other one later for the second commercial. But, yeah, get ready to check this out. And then when we come back, is Triple H being asked too much to handle? Bischoff gone from Impact Wrestling for good. And why weren't several talents told about Triple H's promo on Monday night? Oh, and don't even get me started on Dixie Carter and how benevolent, but fictitious and evil she has become in her own way. But as Coffee always says, she's not great. She's terrible. She really, really is terrible. Yeah. Never mind. I'm not even going to start with her. We'll deal with all this later on. Right after this.
Hey fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hottest place on the internet for wrestling and video games, and of course WGS Radio. We got it all. News, reviews, interviews with some of the biggest stars in wrestling today, and yes, even,
oh my god,
the leader of Team Gooch himself, McDirty Seth. That's every Wednesday and Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Time. And of course, for pay-per-views, 2 hours before every pay-per-view for wrestling. www.blogtalkradio.com/WGS Radio. We'll see you there.
Man, I love these new Red Button Roast coffees. It is exactly what I need. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Tell me about it. This French vanilla one is a great way to start the day.
Did you just say, tell me about it and then keep on talking? Because I can't really tell you about it if you keep on talking afterward.
And you did wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
I know. Tell me about it.
New Red Button Roast coffee and premium breakfast burritos. Now available with egg whites. This is how you sonic.
And now, we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alfred.
Yes, we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a good song, you know. Awesome, you know, guitar solo. I love stuff like that. That was Johan's new band, the song called Basement. I know he's going to hear the show. The whole band is going to hear the show, and they'll be like, why is it Johan's band? Well, because I emailed Johan, and I said, well, what's the name of your new band? And you never got back to me, man, so I don't know. So that's why I just called it Johan's band. But that was very cool. Like I said, we have the other song that's never been released. I'm the first to get it. I love this band. I love Johan with his former bandmates too. I mean, those guys were awesome. You can go back onto my original channel, right here on Blog Talk Radio, where I actually interviewed the entire band, and we had a blast a couple years ago doing that interview live on the air. It was awesome. But now we're going to go into talking with DDP. Very special segment right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Because before the commercial break, DDP said, DDP, he was there in person. He was up close. He was right there live at the pay-per-view. He didn't have to watch it on TV or anything, not even from a flat screen. And great as they are, you know, hey. So we're gonna use this segment to talk to DDP right now. But before we do that, Coffee had said during the commercial break, he said, I was so excited for UFC, but I completely forgot. Well, Coffee, my friend, you don't have to worry. DDP is right here. We're going to talk to him right now as he types his answers. But I got a couple of answers from him during the commercial break. You know, he said that they had trouble getting in. Now, for those that don't know, and I hope you don't mind me mentioning this to the fans, DDP, but ladies and gentlemen, DDP is a very special fan of ours, mine here specifically, here at the Sports Opinion Show. DDP is in a wheelchair. He's one of those kind of people. So I don't understand how they would not allow them to be in and why they made it so difficult to get in. He's in a wheelchair. You need to let him in. And he said that they didn't do that, so, which is really mind-blowing. He said, well, my dad ordered the tickets over the phone, but the guy who told my dad, oh, yeah, we'll make sure you get your seats right away. But he said when they got there, they didn't know about the tickets. Hold on. Maybe I need to get Dana White on the phone and talk to him about this, and they need to make an obvious return there to Texas. How are people not supposed to know about the tickets that were ordered online? I mean, I'm like, they have a website, they have all these things. Technology has changed so much in the last 20 years, but yet they told DDP's dad, what tickets? We don't know anything about online tickets. You don't know anything about online tickets? It's probably not Dana White's fault. It's probably not their fault. It's probably the office block people's fault. I mean, don't you really do job screening? What the hell is wrong with these employers today? They don't really do job screening. They just hire some Joe Schmo off the street and go, here, Coffee, can you do this job? Well, we don't care if you can do it or not, but you're hired. I mean, really, come on. Coffee said, because it's Texas, he said, unless you're a rich white ass, they don't care about you. Coffee, we know that's not true. DDP, what did you think about the matches? The first-hand matches before the main event. Did everybody in the first few matches win that you wanted to win? Like the main players? Garvey said, well, sorry, but it's 100% true. Especially in Texas politics. Coffee, that's a mighty strong opinion on your part. I don't know what to say about that. Coffee said, yes, everybody in the first few matches that I wanted to win, they did win. The people I wanted to win, that's good. DDP, talk to me about the main event, and I'll read your answers to from the chat, or I'll read them to the audience listening live. Talk to me about the main event. What was the feel with Diego Santana and his opponent for the main event? I'm sure there was a lot of backlash between them because remember the commercial I had played last week where they said, well, you know, he cheated on the last fight, so I'm going to get my revenge, and I don't like him. I'm going to win, and it was just back and forth of who's going to win. So, did Diego win that main event? I don't even remember. Not really sure, but I know DDP will tell us in the chat room here in a minute. I'm over here snacking down on sandwiches with bologna and cheese, but I grabbed the sandwiches before the show went live. I should have done it like 25 minutes beforehand because the only thing that's not in these sandwiches, I don't know, Coffee going to say a smart ass remark if I know Coffee very well. The only thing that's not in these sandwiches is there's no mayonnaise. I should have made them earlier. It tastes okay without mayonnaise, but then on the other hand, it tastes kind of crappy with no mayonnaise. And Coffee, don't ask for no tomatoes. I don't have any tomatoes here. Ever since last year, I decided I don't like tomatoes anymore. So I don't like tomatoes in my burgers or my sandwiches. Nothing like that. Wow, DDP said it was so good. It was very good. The fans everywhere were so loud and so crazy. They were just excited about the main event. DDP, thank you for sharing your thoughts and your views about the main event. Final question for DDP here. But I don't really think I need to ask the question, but I will. Did you enjoy your very first pay-per-view live in person? And I know you probably told your dad, when they come here again, we need to come back here again next time, they need to get that ticket thing straightened out because that didn't sound cool to me at all. I still don't believe that. How could they not know? It's like saying, duh. What's online ticketing? You should know what online ticketing is, you morons. Good grief. If anything, you know what? Here's what you guys should do. DDP, the next time you get a chance to go to a UFC pay-per-view event, tell your dad to tell them, well, then why don't we get Dana White out here? Tell Dana White to come out here so that way we can get to our seats. See what they say then. Because if your dad tells him like that, it'll make it look like your dad is friends with Dana White. Then they'll get really scared. Security will be like, oh, Oh, you know Dana White? Oh, no, we don't need to get Dana White. We'll escort you right this way, right to your seat. Yeah, you'll make them piss their pants, too. DDP said, hell yeah. Hell yeah, he had fun. Hell yeah, he wants to go back again. He wants to relive that night. Well, maybe in the next few months, or maybe this time next year, maybe they'll make it a yearly thing where every time this year they come to Texas, then you guys can go every year. And Coffee said, mayonnaise is disgusting. That's okay. I'd prefer no tomatoes on anything anyways. Well, we agree on the tomato thing, Coffee, but depends what kind of mayonnaise you get. I only buy the best mayonnaise, and of course it costs way too much here in California, but I always buy the Best Foods mayonnaise. Best Foods mayonnaise is what I buy, not that cheap-ass mayonnaise. My friend told me a couple weeks ago, he's like, we were at the dollar store, and he's like, here, I'll buy this for you. I'm like, I don't want that kind of mayonnaise. That mayonnaise tastes terrible. Coffee said, the best mayonnaise is no mayonnaise. Be quiet, Coffee. Let's get back into this, shall we? DDP, it was nice talking to you about the UFC 166 pay-per-view event. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself at the pay-per-view. In person, that must have been awesome. I'm sure you had the same feeling that I got when I went to a WWE pay-per-view a few years ago. Great. It's just great. Because a few of my friends, they actually found me on the pay-per-view where I was sitting. And I'm going to have to, you know, I have the pay-per-view that I went to on DVD because somebody gave it to me. So I'll have to look for it and see if I can actually see myself. I don't know what my friends are talking about, but who knows. Speaking about that, let's get right into this wrestling news. Oh, my gosh, we're running out of time here. Good grief. Well, even with criticism for what's best for business storyline, Triple H is believed to be a positive force behind the scenes. But there are some who are actually worried and very concerned, and some even feel that he is being overworked and is also taking on too many responsibilities too soon, such as being in charge of this, being in charge of that. I know some of you have heard that, well, it was Vincent's idea for the new performance center that they just opened. No, it was Triple H's. It doesn't matter who it is because Vincent's only been down there one time, and that was the day of the grand opening 2 months ago. But ever since then, the only one who's actually going to the performance center is Triple H himself, and that's just an intuition of Vince McMahon sending him there. And TNA said that Eric Bischoff can work from home. Doesn't this sound kind of fishy? I told you before commercial break that this Eric Bischoff being gone from TNA business might be kind of fishy. That's what talent was told in a meeting this week. Because to me, ladies and gentlemen, it sounds like he's been fired. Because everybody had been asking Dixie Carter, well, where's Eric Bischoff? He's supposed to be here at his post. And finally she got tired of it and she called a meeting this past Tuesday night, immediately following one of their house shows. As soon as the house show main event ended, everyone went backstage and they had a huge meeting about this, and she said, look, Eric Bischoff is working from home from now on. And that's all you need to know, because I know some of you have asked me all day long today about that. And that's all I'm going to say, that Eric Bischoff is working from home. He will no longer be coming here to any of our shows or working behind the scenes at TV with us. Yes, I know that people are on hold, so I'll get to them after I get through with this. Thank you, DDP, for that. So, Yeah, come on. There's no way to get around this. TNA just needs to be honest here. Come on, Dixie Carter. Eric Bischoff is fired. I'll say it for you. Eric Bischoff has been fired because now he's just sitting his ass at home. How dare you tell the talent that don't worry about it, that he's still a part of us, but he's not really part of us. How does that make sense? Give me a break. And nobody's going to get a break anyway because everyone is pissed with Triple H about his promo on Raw when he said that he only worked with A-plus players, players like Edge, Jericho, RVD. Edge, Jericho, The Undertaker, nor RVD were told about the promo. They weren't told beforehand, and they weren't told even after. There was not even an apology. And even Chris Jericho went on Twitter to say that, hey, you know, it is what it is, but this is really stupid. I should have been informed about this. I would have been okay if they would have came to me and told me they, but then again, I don't mind because my name is still being used on television, but I just don't like the way Triple H did it. Yeah, well. And Vince McMahon wants to bring back some WCW pay-per-views. Oh, really? He wants to start with War Games. But they can't do that because they already have Survivor Series every year in November. We all know that. And it's been brought up. Fans want to see it. Everyone wants to see War Games at least one time on a WWE programming pay-per-view. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. And both Vince McMahon and Dixie Carter have admitted that WWE watches TNA. TNA said the same thing. Oh, we watch WWE. It's about time you both admitted it. I've been telling you all summer to just admit it. But Vince McMahon has said numerous times, more than once, because people have always asked him, well, should we be worried about TNA? Should TNA be concerned with us? And, well, I've told you over the years that Vince has always said one thing. It's the same thing. Look, we're worried about what our business presents because we present what's best for business, but TNA, they are not competition. They never have been. Well, I can agree with Vince on that. They really have not been competition for WWE. The only way they could be competition is if they do what WWE currently does. They only have one show a week. Do you really want competition? Bring in everybody, and I mean everybody. Even the old skags, even if you have to find Jake Roberts somewhere on the side of a road to hire his ass, that way you can create a Monday night show. Or maybe not a Monday night show, maybe a Tuesday night show. If you have two shows a night, it'll make things better for you, it'll make you more profitable. But Dixie Carter is content with just having one show. And that's all I have for that. We're going to bring on, apparently we have AJ and Eric together on the phone line right now.
Nothing much. All right, chilling.
What's going on?
Matt, can I ask you a question?
You may do so.
Okay. Well, before I get to my question with you, I'd like to acknowledge the people in your chat room. Hello, chat room. Hello, everybody. Once again, this week, I grace you with my appearance. No, I am not here to disrupt the order. I'm sorry. I feel offended because somebody that I'm very good friends with called me an idiot and didn't think I would see it. I'm not in your chat room, but I'll address that with that person later on. As far as your show is concerned, Matt, I appreciate it if you'd answered the phone a lot earlier, but I do understand. Your show takes its time. First off, I'd like to apologize for last week. Even though you knew what happened and what was going on,
yes,
I'd like to take this time to apologize because seeing as though we can't gracefully do a work on your show, there will be no more works done. by us, the radicals, me and Eric Williams, anymore. No more.
The radicals?
Yes, the radicals. We are the radicals. Seeing as though that somebody in your chat room felt disrespected by our actions. I'm not saying any names, but I was told who it was. We will not be doing any more works on your show. Since you approved it and everything had happened the way it did, that's going to be it. As far as, you know, everything else is concerned, we're done. The Radicals are finished here. You will catch us on another show at another time doing more things that are better than this. Other than that, we're finished. Oh, and one last final thing. Your Q&A session was great.
Thank you.
I liked it. And DDP, I'll catch up with you later to ask you about the pay-per-view, 166, I believe.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. Oh, and I'm still going to put you in. Just wanted to let you know that. Oh, and TNA was excellent this week. Good job, Dixie. Good job. She finally did something right.
Did you watch the pay-per-view on Sunday?
Yes, I did, and I was proud of AJ Styles.
Yeah, because
very
everything
proud,
that Dixie Carter threw at him. Huh? What did you say there, AJ?
I didn't say anything. But I do have somebody here that would like to speak to you. Mr. Williams, would you mind sharing your thoughts and opinions on today's show so far?
You know what? I'm going to apologize also. But I'm going to apologize to the fans of me and AJ. I'm going to apologize to just them. The haters can hate. That's my job. If you think that this is real, you're funny, okay? I know Matt. I'm cool with AJ. You know. This is to entertain you, not to piss you off. If you're pissed off, you know, what did Wrestling Heel say? I did my job, okay?
Well, I think that the fans and everybody listening live accept both you and AJ's apology.
Well, I truly don't, but like I said, I'll address that one person later. Because I'm very professional in what I do, so I won't go off and say anything about it over the air because it's between me and that person. But, you know, I'm professional about the situation. I will handle it in my way accordingly, and we'll go from there. Everything else, you know, is non-relevant. I just know how to do this better in the future. Okay. Now, as far as the Oakland Raiders are concerned, you know, the Giants play you guys. You know, you got our first one. We're going to play you guys. We're going to bust your ass, and that's going to be the end of it.
Really?
Yes. I have full confidence. He lies back. Feel like a magician.
You don't play the Raiders this week. You play the Eagles this week, buddy.
Yeah, we know we play the Eagles, and you guys are going to lose. It's going to be the end of that because Eli woke the fuck up and you guys can't stop taking notes.
Yo, AJ, question for you. I'm going to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Do you know anything about babies?
I know a lot about them.
Do you have any babies?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you know how to take care of a baby, like a crying baby? You know how to do it, right?
Yeah.
What do you do? Just put the pacifier in their mouth and just keep them quiet, right?
Or just give them some food.
Like a sandwich?
Yeah, no, not the sandwich. They don't have any seats. No, but I'm pretty sure, you know, Matt, did you do the sports rundown just yet?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? So I missed that part. Damn.
But I didn't. Before we go any further, did anybody watch, you know, the World Series part of it? I saw the Wednesday game. The umpires completely blew the call. I don't know what game those umpires were watching when they said, and I'm not cheering for Boston because I'm not a Boston fan. I'm a Giants fan. My brother-in-law is a Giant. My brother-in-law is a Boston fan. I know he was happy, but I know that him and his
All
wife,
right.
my sister, were pissed about that.
When are the Giants going to be in any World Series?
They just won one.
Yeah, they just won one, you know?
Yeah, but why aren't they in this year? What did they do this year?
They tanked.
Yeah, they tanked, yeah, pretty much. I know a lot about tanking.
I do, too.
Don't worry. The Giants will get back to the World Series. It's just this year just wasn't our year. We weren't. I'll be honest, we weren't ready, okay? We weren't ready.
Right.
Well, Barry Bonds make his return. I'm thinking, honestly, AJ, I think what the Giants need is to bring back Barry Bonds. What do you think?
And they brought back Barry Bonds, they should go to the American League. Whoops, the Astros did it.
No. We don't need him back. We don't need JT Snow back either.
Just
where we are.
Richard, really, you guys treated your 700. How many home runs did Barry Bonds have?
What do you mean we mistreated him? We didn't mistreat him. He caused his own problems and doing steroids and all that, so.
Allegedly.
Can I ask you a wrestling?
And AJ, what's up with your former boy, Roy Holiday? No comment on that, huh?
Matt, what are you talking about? I'm confused.
I'm talking to AJ about his boy, Roy Holiday.
He's leaving. He's going to the Orioles.
How do you feel about that?
He's old.
Wait a minute. 2 years ago, you were happy about that. You were cheering him on, and you were
because Roy Holiday is to the Phillies what Chris Ponger is to the Flyers, non-existent.
Yo, how about it? AJ, how's Andy Tracy doing?
Huh?
I said, how's Andy Tracy doing?
That's funny. He's on vacation because he ain't got a job.
That's your cousin, remember? I'm gonna break the news to you, but Matt has some babies too.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, brother.
You got kids?
You wish I did. No.
Yeah. He's got kids with Awesome Kong. He likes that.
Oh my God. You did not just go there.
Matt, what would you do with that?
I don't know. What? What did you say,
I'm
AJ?
I'm shocked. Anna Paul.
Okay.
I don't know what to say, Matt.
AJ, what would you do with that?
That's a comment seen for off air.
This is supposed to be a PG show. Remember that.
I know. That's why I'm trying to keep from throwing the fuck up.
Thank you for that.
Okay,
AJ,
I have a wrestling-related question. Listen, I have a wrestling-related question. At what point in time does WWE go and steal AJ Styles?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I'm going to say that right now, so I don't think that's good for him.
I mean, he just walked out with the title.
At one point, he was thinking about going to WWE, but now that he got the title and all that, they gave it to him, and they're trying to make it look like he doesn't have a contract and all that. So he's not going to WWE.
Yeah, he's not playing out the scenario, but he really doesn't have a contract. He has a T1 contract. That's for November and December. After that, he won't have a contract.
But so do you think there's still a chance that he might go to WWE?
Hell yeah. They don't have a face of the company anymore. John Cena isn't the face of the company anymore. He's old.
And he's a liar, too. Talking about, I won't be back till the end of January. And then you come back. You're going to come back this Sunday at Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, it's called Deer Antlers War. Or some deer. What is it?
Yeah.
Eric.
Yeah, Eric, what's the word for that? You know all
those
words.
Antler spray or some shit.
We laughing?
That deer stuff that the players were using?
I don't know. I was in the other room. I had to take care of something real quick, so I didn't hear anything.
We were talking about the fact that,
yeah.
What do you think about John Cena coming back early when he wasn't supposed to come back till the end of January?
Well, John Cena is no baby, so I'm letting you know, he'll be back.
Yeah, John Cena will be back at Hell in a Cell.
And he's no...
Alberto Del Rio.
No, it's Alberto Del Rio.
I'm eating my popcorn, mind my damn business, and here's the fucking song. Oh, excuse me. I apologize. That really wasn't meant for the show.
Oh, man. We got a lot. We are really loud. We can say whatever we want.
No. That really wasn't for the show. Like, I'm really outside eating popcorn, and somebody was dropping by watching me eat the popcorn. And while I'm up here getting ready to entertain you guys with my comment and my thesis on whoever was talking, somebody was all in my face. Excuse me. And I, you know, just had to flip out because I hate when people stare at me when I eat. It's pretty much like when you sit in the front row of a WWE event and you go and try to touch a wrestler and they give you that foul face or look at you like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you touching me? It's like one of those type things.
Yeah, you know who I like? You know who I'm you know, I was just seeing this on Facebook. You know who I'm a big fan of?
Who?
Not even wrestling related, but actually, I was just thinking about it. I was actually looking at the old conversation we had with the good old Wacko Bob. Yeah, you know, I'm actually looking at these Facebook comments.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it's been 3 years or 4 years since Michael Porter passed away.
Yeah, it has been.
And I was like, you know, I wonder how he's doing. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
We spent a long time with these guys. And it's kind of crazy because I thought somebody was doing a show or running a show or whatnot.
What, the Michael Porter show?
Yeah.
Well, they actually have it, like that Michael, whoever does the website, and Paula would actually do the Michael Porter show now, so.
Yeah, they still do it.
Man, I miss those conversations. I do miss those conversations with Michael and I, you know.
I'm still trying to struggle and figure out, like, oh, damn, she big as shit. So, oh, scary.
Yo, tell her that Matt Alvarez from California is available and looking.
I don't know. I wouldn't even sell her to a deer.
What the hell?
No. But, Matt, I mean, your comment today, why aren't you with Michael Cole over there on Monday Night Raw? They need available people. I mean, I'm sure you see what happened to Josh Matthews last Friday on SmackDown.
Yeah,
I thought
that
happened. Alberto Del Rio.
Well, we kind of, you know.
Let's get into that real quick, just for a quick second. I know about that. I know about, you know, how he you know, injured Josh Matthews. And then with Los Matadores, the little bull spearing Deb Coulter. That was hilarious, I got to say.
We heard rumors. I heard a rumor. I'm going to bring it up right now. I heard a rumor that the bull is actually you.
Oh, God. You wish.
Was it really you, Matt? Were you the bull? I mean, is that why he came out on Raw and tried to make his point known?
No, that was not me. I can assure you that was not me. If that was me,
really?
I wouldn't be able to be here to do this show because, you know, Vince McMahon's rule. And that is, you always...
No, that's why we take
off.
Care of it. We take care of the show, you know?
What was that, Eric?
I said we would just take the show and have it until you came back.
Which would be never, because you always have to work 24/7 nonstop for Vince McMahon.
No, you don't. That's not true. I know people that work for Daddy. But then that's not true.
DDP said, no, it was me. I was the bull.
Oh, hell yes. Yo, now I know what you're
talking about. Holly.
No, I'm going to say this. What?
It could have been Holly.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. She needs a fucking bull outfit for her face. Jesus Christ. But, yo, that fucking explains it, why Nick gets so many girls. Like, honestly, AJ, he gets more girls than us, than me and you. Get.
Who?
Yeah. Hey, Nick, DDP.
Oh, he does?
Man, that motherfucker, he's like a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Hey,
you know what
I just thought of, and I should have thought about it when I was asking DDP those interactive questions about how he felt about
does
the pay-per-view when he was there. He probably
uh-huh.
met,
does
he
have
probably
a whole
met 10 girls at the pay-per-view.
You know what? DDP is probably the most, charm. You know what a lot of people, girls probably say about DDP? It's his charm. Just the way he looks
mm-hmm.
at girls. It's just the way he looks at them. They're like, oh, I'm taking you home. I'll take care of you. And DDP's like, DDP's thinking to himself, across another, just put a tally. Like, he has a tally board, and all he does is tallies them up, you know. I already got, like, 58 last year, you know, and he didn't even try. He just, you know.
DDP, I know the Q&A session is over, but, yeah, that should be one final question for DDP. How many girls did you talk to before or after the pay-per-view?
He already told me. He has more girls than the Godfather had girls ever.
So he has
I'm talking about Saturday night because he was at the pay-per-view. And, you know, I'm sure there were a lot of girls at the pay-per-view.
How many numbers did he get? I'm thinking over under 70.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, let's see. How long are UFC pay-per-views anyway?
Long as hell. 6 hours, 5 hours, 4 hours.
And then
depending on how many people are there.
Yeah, and plus how much you heard me mention how long him and his dad had to wait in line. And then they probably stayed after the pay-per-view, too. You got to count that time in. You never know. So DDP probably got, like, 100 phone numbers.
Damn. And he only called one of them back. So all them girls are waiting.
Well, maybe she's his favorite.
Yeah. DDP don't have favorites.
No, I'm pretty sure it was more.
I call him the Chuck Norris. I'm going to call him the new Chuck Norris.
You're funny.
Why are you calling him Chuck Norris?
You're funny. Because Chuck Norris is all the bitches.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
You don't. Like, hold on, man. Why would you ask such a question?
Wait a minute.
Do you
I
know
think
Chuck
Chuck
Norris
Norris,
is?
Yo, AJ. Chuck Norris does fear somebody. I'm going to tell you right now. He does. I know it. I've read the book. He fears Nick. He fears DDP. He definitely does.
You think so?
DDP is younger. Better looking than him, stronger, faster. He's like the new, he's like the modern day, you know, king. You know, Elvis is dead, just so you know. He's the new, you know, the god of the Facebook, you know. I really hope DDP's laughing over there.
Yeah, check this out. DDP said in the chat room, he said, I talked to a lot of women on Saturday night at the pay-per-view.
That's not a good look, DDP.
Now, DDP, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to give you a big piece of advice.
Condoms.
If they ask you for money, just say, just be like that Jay-Z song, on to the next one, on to the next one. Hold up, please. Somebody bring me back some money, please. Just be like that, on to the next one. When they start asking you for money, just be like, on to the next one, on to the next one. Hold up,
that's
please.
That's what I said, Lisa. She expected a paycheck. Yeah.
AJ, Matt was with her. Stop. Yeah. Don't be making fun of her. All right?
Huh?
I told you. Enough. That's Matt's girlfriend, all right? Chill out.
Who?
Lisa.
Lisa Vaughn Murray?
No. Lisa, whatever that. Avias or whatever. His old co-host, you know?
Oh, please.
Really?
Don't even start.
Y'all talk?
You wish.
Y'all talk?
What are you talking
Matt,
about?
Don't
AJ?
Get coy now.
Matt, don't be playing baby here, okay? Don't you and Lisa still talk?
Don't get coy now. Were you guys talking?
We talk off and on, but not much.
I think we're playing our catch.
And besides, I told you guys this before. I told the chat room, I've told everybody so many times. I'm going to tell you all right now one more time again. She lived all the way, and I mean all the way down in Southern California. I'm all the way up here in Northern California.
That's him saying, if she lived in Northern California, it would be on. But because, you know, she lives in Southern California.
No way.
Were you going to play with her chat? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
not. Matt, do you want to play with her cat? Or did
you? No, I don't like cats. I'm more of a dog person, okay?
You're more of a dog person? Feel like weenus?
Oh, shut up. Just be quiet. Wow, I can't believe you guys just went there. I can't believe you guys just went there. On the air.
I mean, cats have Furbies.
You talked about, you know, having sandwiches.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Anything can happen here on the Sports Opinion Show. Go ahead and say it. You always do say it. Anything can happen, you know.
You know, you might as well. Plus, the same few people there in here.
Guess what? Guess what?
What?
We're going to get a lot of shit for us next week. What the fuck are you doing? We're like DX. We don't give a shit.
They can go 69 themselves.
Wow, man.
59. Wow.
They can do that.
Yeah.
They know what to do. They know what's inferred. I'm going to keep it PG.
You know what's funny?
What's up?
The Outlaws the new Radicals are about to be out.
Yeah, we have to. I have a 5 o'clock. What's the time? Oh, damn.
Dude, we got an
appointment. That's my appointment.
Well, you got a 5:30. You got a 5:30 with that girl from Northern California.
Her name's Holly. All
right, the Radicals about to be out. Peace, Sports Opinion
All
Fans
right.
World.
Thanks for the call, guys.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's our time for us too. We got to take our final break and. Hey, the second song from Johan's band, sorry, Johan, you didn't get back to me, so that's the only thing I can call it right now. The second song that you will hear live right here during the commercial break. Yeah.
fans, don't worry. The Sports Opinion Show will be back after a brief message from our friends here on the NDB Media Network.
Man, you've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Hey! Oh, man!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Right.
we return back to the Sports Opinion Show with your host, Matt Alfred.
And we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show. We've got our final 30 minutes left in the show. Oh, man, it's been an awesome, awesome Friday right here on the Sports Opinion Show. Hope you're having a good time. Hope you're enjoying it. You know, as I started saying 2 months ago, I decided to start incorporating more of everything else that I know people, most hosts and not everybody else really uses. So I decided to start using it because it's new. So, you know, as I've been saying for the last 2 months, you know, every time you come here, you know, you can sit back, relax, take your shoes off, and enjoy the show. You know, I hope you've been doing that, if you're able to do so for the last 2 hours. But we've got 30 minutes left of the show. Yeah, I'm going to try and cram the rest of everything else into a 30-minute segment. Let's see if I can get it done. Monday Night Raw was predominantly a much slower-paced show, but it was also a faster-paced show, considering that, well, they were in Memphis, Tennessee. But, you know, a lot of things took place in Memphis that involved a lot of the WWE's past, present, and current future stars. And we're talking about the easy way or the hard way. The Big Show, they made it look like Big Show had magically appeared on the Titantron. Stephanie gets out of the ring, and she starts talking to the technicians and everybody. She even went to Michael Cole. I mean, you can go back and watch it. She's literally yelling at Michael Cole. How did that feel, Michael Cole, to get yelled at? What's he doing up there? Cut this off. And they said, well, we don't know how to cut the feed. Blah, blah, blah. And it's well done by the writer to do this. And, you know, his main step up when Stephanie said, you shut up, Big Show. And he said, no, you shut up. And Triple H, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. But then again, he said, considering who you're sleeping next to, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed 24/7. Wow, what a promo. And she said, you're going to be cut off in 3, 2, 1. And somehow she said that she praised the tech team, for finding out how, you know, Big Show's transmission, and they finally were able to cut him off, and just so well done. Daniel Bryan took on Dean Ambrose. Daniel Bryan wins by reversing Dean Ambrose's Pele move, but he reversed it into the yes lock, and, well, everybody starts chanting yes, 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 and, of course, that ends the match, and things rolled along. Santino took on Heath Slater, but Santino, Hornswoggle, and, of course, the Great Khali were all out there, had came out looking like Elvis impersonators. What a way to wrestle a match. Now, you're probably saying, well, Great Khali and Hornswoggle wrestle like that? No. They didn't wrestle. They just stood on the outside of the ring. They never got involved. They were dressed in their Elvis gear. The only one that actually wrestled in the Elvis gear was Santino Marella. And they said that they did it in honor of Jerry the King Lawler, because Jerry Lawler is from right there where they were at. They were live from the Memphis, Tennessee, you know, auditorium, and that's where Jerry Lawler had actually started his career in wrestling, and since he lives there, and, you know, so they told Jerry Lawler to stand up and take a bow, and everybody goes, Jerry, Jerry. The Jerry chants are good, you know. By the way, if you're listening from Memphis, Tennessee, you guys were awesome on Monday Night Raw, the way you chanted, the way you booed, the way you just magnified the crowd. And I've been telling everybody ever since I've been here on Blog Talk Radio for the last 6 years, 6.5 years of being right here on the air. I know that WWE always says, don't do this anymore. Don't do that anymore. Don't bring signs anymore. It's all because of Vince McMahon coming up with these rules. And as I told you last week, he came up with more rules. Well, don't say this on the air anymore. So now Michael Cole and the other announcers have to, you know, ignore the actual meaning of a word now, because Vince McMahon said that the words that they used to use in the past 10, 15 years, you know how we as Americans, well, it might apply to our fans in Scotland, such as Johan and his band, his bandmates, and it might apply to my good friend Richard and everybody else there in England. It might even apply to my good friend who called into the show a couple of years ago, who has that big, big French accent. I don't know if it applies to people in France, but it equates to something like this. You know how, you know, AJ and AJ and Eric were just joking around a few minutes ago about, hey, you know, don't be saying that, you know, the word, that's a bad word. But they were making each other, and AJ, of course, clearly put Eric in check about the word fuck. You know how we tell kids, don't say that word, don't say that word. That's a bad, bad, no, that's a bad, bad word. Don't say that word. And we teach kids all these other things. Vince McMahon is the same way. He's made this huge, huge list of words that are, in his mind, bad words to use on a wrestling show. But you can't, you're taking a lot away from the actual product by doing this. I don't know. Anyway, Ziggler versus Orton, Randy Orton wins. And on a side note, I didn't mention it in Wrestling News because I felt it goes better if I mention it with the segment that took place on Raw, and that is the fact that there's a feeling that Ziggler's not at the top of his game, so they want to push him back down to mid-card or even lower mid-card status. But how do you do that? They don't know how to do that, considering the fact that he'd won the World Championship in storyline terms 3 or 4 times in front of the fans. So how would you actually push him back down to mid-card status when he already has main event level status? Kind of stupid if the writers do decide and Vince McMahon decide to do this. AJ Lee and Tamina Snuka took on the Bella Twins. The Bellas win in grand fashion on Monday Night Raw. It was beautiful, but there's also a side note for them. You know how last week and the week before, how they've really, really been interacting and really taking a new meaning to the term twin magic and trying to do all these things to be a great tag team. But there's also a side note for them. The writers have said, and this is stupid that the writers have told Vince McMahon this, that Brie Bella is not at her best because they feel that it takes away from her in-ring ability as it relates to her being engaged in real life to Daniel Bryan, who they're about to get married. Vince McMahon and his writers have always had this feeling of what's best for business, and this is the next best thing. You talk about what the easy way or the hard way is, they've definitely got an easy decision. And the easy decision, but they're trying to go with the hard decision, that is, and I know this might make DDP upset, I hope DDP doesn't cry about this, but it almost makes me want to cry about this, because it's really so fucking stupid and retarded. Because of Brie Bella's inability to wrestle, this is what the writers are saying. It's her inability to wrestle because they feel she's overmatching herself when she wrestles because she's thinking about Daniel Bryan. What? Excuse me? What planet are these writers on? How do you know what's going through Brie Bella's mind? Are you inside Brie Bella's head? I don't know where they get these stupid ideas, but it's clearly politics, because now they want to break up the Bella Twins. So if you end up seeing the Bella Twins win in grand fashion tonight on SmackDown, or who knows how long it's going to go on for, but they're trying to think of a way to break up the Bella Twins. for political reasons. Yes, GDP, I know. It is total bullshit. You're right. But we'll see what happens with that. I hope they don't break them up. Eric Rowan and Luke Harper took on The Miz and Kofi Kingston. They win. But then Luke Harper and Eric Rowan decided to do a beatdown. Even after the match was over, Bray Wyatt came in the ring and he actually cut a religious promo, even saying that he believes in a creator and created beings, and that, well, I'm also a created being. I'm the devil incarnate, Bray Wyatt said. He was mentioning this to The Miz. And he told Miz that, I'm not here to convince you that the death and birth and the afterlife are all true. I'm not trying to convince you of that. I'm trying to help you from that. I want you to see your way to the light and make your way to the pearly gates. Then, of course, he did his signature demonic evil laugh. Very, very good. Very good. Very well done. Curtis Axel took on Big E Langston. It was originally supposed to, you know, be a one-on-one matchup. It gets turned into a tag team match because I don't know if Vicky Guerrero said this out of her memory issue that she has. In real life, she really does have one. Since her real-life husband, the late Eddie Guerrero, is no longer here, she's been having those kind of breakdown problems. Or if the writers told her to say this. Because she went out there and she said, we are restarting the match. This match is being restarted, and it's also now a tag team match. I know you're probably thinking, wait, what show are you watching? No, I was watching the correct show, ladies and gentlemen. I know everybody used to see Brad Maddox, but Brad Maddox wasn't there because of the knockout punch and concussion that he received from Friday Night SmackDown on Friday night from the Big Show, and you heard me, AJ, and Eric Williams talking about that. That's why Vicky was there to do her job for general manager of Raw, just for one night only. But I was like, the match never even started. What is she talking about? Did she let her real-life issues affect her inability to do a promo, or did that actually come from the writers? Who knows? CM Punk and Big E Langston, they ended up defeating Curtis Axel and Ryback. And Paul Heyman got this close to getting his ass kicked by CM Punk. Ooh. Tons of funk. They lose to Jack Swagger and Antonio Cesaro. Then we had a number one contenders tag team titles match. The Usos took on Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns for the number one contender for the titles match. But there was no contest due to fights with Cody Rhodes and his brother Goldust. So this thing just completely got out of hand, so there was no contest. The contract signing between Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan also got out of hand. And, of course, a special guest referee this Sunday at Hell in a Cell, live on pay-per-view, will be Shawn Michaels. But Shawn Michaels had a lot to say to Triple H. He said, what happened to you? What happened to the guy I used to know that we used to run DX and we drove, I mean, everything about this show was, I mean, you heard me mention during wrestling news segment that people aren't still, even the week's not over. Well, the week is over today and Friday, but they're still not happy with Triple H's promo. And, you know, in the last 3 weeks, everything's been revolving around WCW, World Championship Wrestling, a promotion that is no longer in existence now, but yet Shawn Michaels used it. He said, what happened to the guy that drove into WCW? But then again, you also heard me mention that Vince McMahon is thinking about some creative way he's trying to weasel his way through by bringing back some WCW pay-per-views. You know that the Goldberg, the Streak DVD was released last week. This week, War Games this past Tuesday was also released on DVD. And then, of course, next week, if you're a video gamer like me, I wish Coffee hadn't left, but, you know, I know why he left. But next Tuesday, this coming up Tuesday, Team the Video Game will be released and available for sale in all stores everywhere. I might get the game. I'd like to demo the game first, but, you know, who knows. But the whole contract signing segment took a strange turn. You know, they were trying to, Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton were trying to get at each other's throats and beat the hell out of each other. But that wouldn't be happen just yet. Because all of a sudden the Titantron showed a big rig came crashing through the arena. Trying to figure out what's going on here. And, you know, the announcers, you know, tried to show some emotion, but evidently there was no emotion. And DDP said before our last commercial break an hour ago, Eric Williams also mentioned it, that Michael Cole is an idiot. JBL says it every week. I think I do need to replace Michael Cole. Because he said something stupid. He said, oh, it's just some random guy driving the big rig. When clearly everyone can tell it's the Big Show, the largest athlete of the world, and the only guy on the roster who has a fucking bald head. And he kept griping the whole thing. And finally JBL, a.k.a. John Bradshaw Layfield, said, shut up! Just shut up! You don't know what you're talking about. Because all the whole night he kept screwing things up and just, I don't know, it bothers me now. It really does. But the Big Show came in, anyways, he came in through the arena in a huge big rig, you know. And this clearly shows that not just Daniel Bryan, not just Randy Orton, even though they're going to be wrestling each other this Sunday, but it shows that all of WWE is actually physically ready for this Sunday on pay-per-view, Hell in a Cell. You know, that CM Punk will be locked inside the steel cage with both Paul Heyman and Ryback. But he said Paul Heyman doesn't know anything about being extreme, even though he was at one time the promoter for ECW. I'm really interested to see what they have up their sleeve for this. But because, and yes, we know, you heard Eric Williams mention it, that John Cena should not be coming back this Sunday. It's too early for him. The announcers even mentioned it on Raw. I think this is very, very bad. But then again, if he gets triple injured this Sunday, either way, I'll be very, very happy. I know if you're a big John Cena fan, and based on my attitude, the way that Eric Williams was and the way that AJ Styles is, always the same. I love those guys. And even with the way me and Coffee talk to each other, you know, me and Coffee talk to each other through the chat room, you can honestly tell the way we talk and the way the chat room member such as Coffee himself interact with me, you should know by now, this is not a kid's show. Basically what that means is if you're a John Cena fan, and if John Cena has to come out 24 hours after the pay-per-view on Monday Night Raw to say, I have to retire, you know what? I won't be sad at all. I'll be happy. The guy that can't wrestle and only has two moves and no mobility would be gone, never to return again. So go ahead, John. Go ahead. Return to the pay-per-view. And I hope something magnificent happens. Let's just put it that way. If it was me wrestling, if I went to Alberto Del Rio, I would go completely off script and actually endanger his life. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. Because if he had never come along, we wouldn't be in this PG era right now. We would still be, and I believe we would still be, in the TV-14 era, which needs to come back as well. As I said it before, Vince McMahon should just make Monday Night Raw, because that's the name of the show, Raw, but Raw hasn't really been Raw athletic-wise in the past 10 years. And going PG made it even worse, so yeah, just bring back TV-14. Friday Night SmackDown can be the PG product. Better yet, if you decide, and I said if, he decides to bring back Saturday Morning Slam, there's your PG show right there. Come on. Come on. We need TV-14 back. And, of course, you also heard us talk about it. We talked about it a little bit. The thing that took place this past Sunday night, just 5 days ago, TNA presented their pay-per-view, Bound for Glory. But it was an honest shutout because, again, pay-per-view company that they're with, the pay-per-view company is not happy at all because they only paid the pay-per-view company half of the percentage that they were actually supposed to pay them, which means Dixie Carter still owes them $300. Because Dixie Carter said that she could only pay for 1 hour and that somehow she'll make it up to them. Because deep down, she didn't mean what she said, just like she's doing right now on television herself. She's backstabbing the pay-per-view companies and the company that she was, that helped her out this past Sunday night on pay-per-view. She got away with doing 1 hour of full payment to the pay-per-view company she was with. But now she still owes them $300,000 for the rest of the pay-per-view, which means they got away scot-free to do the rest of the pay-per-view, the next 2.5 hours, for free. She must really, really, she probably was watching WCW back in the day to see how they got away with doing shows for free and giving away tickets for free. But she tried to throw everything she could at AJ Styles on Sunday night, but he came up with the win, and let's get into that real quick. Last night was very, you know, tension deal for what took place last night. It really was, because, hey, that's the way it worked, right? I mean, do things the easy way or the hard way. Well, the easy way, just give the fans what they want completely. That's not just for Dixie Carter. That goes for everybody. Doesn't matter if you're ROH, one of the independent wrestling promotions, TNA or WWE. All of them together need to get on this ball, need to get on the bandwagon that I'm presenting. Give the fans complete control of what they want. Anyway, Dixie Carter tried to buy her way into AJ Styles' mind, heart, and soul last night. And it just, you know, was a show made out of complete annihilation. As Coffee said earlier in the chat room, that she's gotten more and more terrible of her mic skill than she really, really had. And you also saw that on Sunday night that Kurt Angle did not accept being a Hall of Fame inductee. Something about Craigslist and how they got, you know, another one. She said, you know, that's the other stupid thing that happened last night. DDP, did you watch this? The first segment. First, she said that there would be the general manager that she no longer likes anymore. She will not name him. He will remain nameless. But then when she told AJ Styles, I have a brand new Hall of Fame ring for just for you. Of course, it used to be Hulk Hogan's, and it's a knockoff that I found on Craigslist. Wait a minute. I thought you didn't want Hogan's name to be mentioned, yet you mentioned his name. Oh, if I was there in that arena, me and my friends would have started chanting live for the television audience to hear us. I would have started chanting, you fucked up, Dick T. Because she did. A general manager who will no longer be named on this program. But then 5 minutes later, she mentioned, this Hall of Fame ring belongs to Hulk Hogan. Brooke and Kim defeated Velvet Sky and ODB in just 3 minutes and 37 seconds. Ethan Carter III, apparently Dixie Carter's nephew, took on Dewey Barnes. The Ethan Carter character and the Dewey Barnes character, don't be fooled. Sure, Dewey Barnes looked like a narcissist, Steve Urkel wannabe geek. But if you saw the match last night that he had, last night, it was awesome. It was awesome. But Ethan Carter gets the win. I mean, a lot of other things happened. AJ Styles, did not take the contract from Dixie Carter. He told her to stick it straight up her ass. He even wiped it with his own ass just for her. And that's how it all goes down. That is how how Impact Wrestling ended last night. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do, visit my good friend DDP's Facebook page. He'll have the rundown on the Hell in a Cell this Sunday. All that and more. We'll see you all right here next week. Go check out my friend Johan's Facebook page as well. Take care, everyone. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place.
Peace. Heading to the top rope, and he's cheated! Frog splash! Come on! Get it! Do it! Two! Yes! It's champion!
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. So that one, like, they go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it, because it's a tough business.
Terrific. What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question, you know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves, and it has been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.